A new tool lets users cover their tracks on internet search engines. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. TrackMeNot is a small program that works on top of the Firefox web browser that obscures what users look for on Google and other search engines. It works by generating lots of fake searches, thereby hiding the real thing in plain view. TrackMeNot was created by NYU professor Helen Nissenbaum, a privacy expert, and NYU Media Lab graduate student Daniel Howe. Nissenbaum says AOL's recent release of users' search histories highlights the need for better privacy protection.
When people do searches, what they're searching on can be very close to who they are and what they care about. And it can be part of an intimate aspect of their lives. So some of the problems, specific problems that we're concerned about are being identified, for example, in an arena where we don't think one needs to be identified, where anonymity is in fact acceptable and often appropriate. You know, we're concerned about various searches that people might do to which there's stigma attached, searching on various diseases, for example.
You and a colleague have come up with something called TrackMeNot. Tell me what this is and how it works.
When people are concerned about privacy, the first instinct is to go in the direction of secrecy, of hiding information. But TrackMeNot works in an almost paradoxical or counterintuitive way. Instead of hiding the information, what it does is it puts out so much information that we're hoping that it puts people who would like to monitor us on a false trail.
This is a small effort aimed only at a small section of the internet population, since it only works with the Firefox browser, which, despite its increasing popularity, still has a pretty small market share. What do you think ought to be done in the bigger picture about this problem of internet companies collecting and holding on to information about our searches?
I think what you say is an excellent point. And first of all, there's a concept that we want to spread, which is that there are different ways to protect your privacy. And this particular way is an important one for us to investigate, that is to hide your tracks. We hope that this is going to be one move in a much larger conversation.
Helen Nissenbaum with NYU. Well, the web is bursting at the seams with new weblogs, but in a recent report, the Pew Internet and American Life Project said very few people are actually getting paid to write online diaries. But that didn't stop Eric Allam from creating an internet job board for professional bloggers. It's designed to connect bloggers with people willing to pay them for their work. The Pro Blogger job board site went live just yesterday. Allam says he's counting on the blogging job market to grow.
We're seeing probably more and more corporate bloggers. You know, like Yahoo just got their corporate blogger, and there's a lot of interest in it. So we're hoping that there might not be too many right now, but we're hoping that in the future that'll change.
For a link to the blogger job board, visit futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.